Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
All right, let's get somebody enrolled in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school. Good morning, KSLX. Who's this?
This is Vic Osborne. How are you this morning?
Vic Osborne. Welcome to the program.
Vic Osborne, male prostitute.
Vic Osborne, contestant in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school.
I'm beyond the years of that, but I'm willing to take a risk.
Vic Osborne, swollen prostate.
Actually, no. Cancer survivor. How's that?
All right.
Vic Osborne, prostate deficient.
You guys are killing me, but it's good.
You know what? Better us than cancer.
That's right.
Yeah, better 6 feet above than 6 feet below, right?
Yep, we ain't mad at you. Vic, what's going to happen here is we're going to ask you a bunch of questions that are far less embarrassing than everything we've spoken about so far. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, you win.
All right.
So here's the deal, Vic. Since we are giving away the KSLX swag bag with the Standing on the Corner Festival in Winslow, we'll ask about towns and cities in Arizona. Which of these is an actual Arizona town? Eager, El Merkin, or Kutztown?
Seeing as I'm a transplant from California and the last time I was in Arizona was about 35 years ago.
The show's only 5 hours long, Vic.
I'm going to say Eager.
Nice!
Eager is correct.
Well done. You know what? You came from another place and you learned our culture. Good for you, son.
Yeah, all right. Got a rifle rack in the back.
Which of these is not an Arizona town? Kearney, St. John's, or Stuck Fork?
I'll say St. John's.
St. John's is an Arizona town. It's Stuck Fork that is not an Arizona town.
Yeah, St. John was the patron saint of rifle racks. You should know this.
I'm sorry. I'll turn in my NRA card.
Yeah, you probably should.
Last question. Aww. Gotta nail it. Which of these is an actual Arizona town? Brisbane, Wilcox, or Smallcox?
Brisbane.
Oh,
really?
Vic.
You need to go back where you came from, son.
It's Wilcox.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, here's the deal, Vic, because you really need to learn where you live. We're going to give you the swag bag anyway, and you should probably go to Winslow to see the amazing Glenn Frey tribute statue that Mark and Neanderthal had installed there just about a year ago.
All right. Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
That's actually a mating call up there in Winslow next weekend. Yeah, you yell that, the chicks just come running out of the hills.
We actually have a nurse on the line with us, but before we go to her, let's explain why we made some nurses angry yesterday.
Right.
Because we had a lot of some Facebook posts, some emails, some phone calls. We told that story in the Dumbass of the Day, and you may have seen it by now. It's gone pretty far and wide.
It was a video down in Florida. Of course it was Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Yep. Of two Navy corpsmen, Allison Thompson and Joni Barrett. That's their names, and they should be recognized for their stupidity.
Yeah, and they were flipping the bird to one of the little kids in the maternity ward. They were calling the little kids
Mini Satan.
Yeah, and these were infants,
right?
You know, they made one dance to rap music. You know, that can't be good for the kid.
That has shaken baby syndrome written all over it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
maybe if the kid was twerking, you know what I mean? That's no good.
No. So we're talking about this, and the story referenced them as nurses.
They were referred to as, quote, Navy nurses.
Yes.
Yes. In the story, and we reported the story as we read it.
But they were actually corpsmen.
Right. Now, the difference is that corpsmen are actually not registered nurses. They're like civilian medical assistants.
Okay.
They're a medical assistant. They're like, like an orderly, maybe?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they can help out, but they're not really.
Now we'll have to apologize to Corman, too.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
So
we'll just step and wipe our feet in it for a little bit more.
So we didn't mean to besmirch the profession of nursing.
Right.
They do a great job.
Yeah, they're not licensed medical professionals is what I'm saying.
So, Susan, are we cool here?
Oh, I love you guys anyway. You make me laugh most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Are you heading out to work today? Will you have to catheterize anybody today?
No, so sorry.
No, don't apologize. You shouldn't ever do that.
By the way, don't you think it's weird that every time Mark talks to somebody from a medical profession, he has to bring up catheterizing? The cat thing?
Well, I think that in his heart and soul, he's a third grade boy. So
yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the most terrifying things I can imagine is being catheterized.
Yeah, who would have thought that I would be the more mature of the two of us?
Go figure.
And that's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it, Susan?
It is.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
You know what we could do is we could call a corpsman in here to help her swallow that pill. Sure, they would be able to do that. No problem, right?
I only bring up the catheter because not only do I think it would be grotesquely uncomfortable.
Sure.
But the loss of dignity.
Yeah, no, that's a...
Think about that.
That's a...
Do you think that's the toughest thing for a nurse to do, medical personnel?
Got
to be one of the least pleasant procedures.
I would say, look, there's bedpan stuff that goes on that I think is probably a little less pleasant than that. When you're cathing somebody, you're basically threading a needle. If the guy's Irish.
If Mr. McMurphy doesn't want to take his medication orally, I'm sure we can arrange that he can have it some other way. But I don't think you'd like it, Mr. McMurphy.
Welcome, everybody. It's the first day of fall.
Yes, I feel the chill in the air.
100.7 KSLX. You know, that was one complaint from the U2 show the other night, that it was too chilly in the stadium.
Yeah, well, I guess they had the roof open, and the only reason why I know this is because I didn't go. I had a friend that went and sat in the nosebleed section because that was the only place you could get tickets. But she said everybody was complaining that it was too cold inside a University of Phoenix Stadium during the U2 show. Okay. But, of course, then Bono brought everybody together, and it was very warm and touching.
Exactly.
But here's something weird. I don't know this. As a guy, I never have to deal with things like this. But my friend, who shall remain nameless because she did something ridiculously stupid— She said that, they do the security check at the gate at every arena now.
So this is the one who went to the show?
Yeah, she went to the show, and they do a security check at the gate, and she brought her purse with her, and she couldn't take her purse in for whatever reason.
Oh, they wouldn't let you take purses?
Wouldn't let her take the purse in, right? So somebody at the gate says, well, why don't you just go put it in the tree? Because you know all the trees that line outside the University of Phoenix Stadium? There's like all those, that row of trees that sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're looking at me incredulously like...
Put what in the tree? The purse?
Put the purse in the tree. Apparently, and I've never really looked to see this when I go to the University of Phoenix Stadium, but apparently, if you can't bring a purse into the stadium, women, you idiots, apparently put your purse up in a tree. You in the branches. They wedge them in between the branches and the tree. That's what you do with them?
I don't even know what to say about that. She didn't do that, did she?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a lost and found of some sort. So here's the story. So she goes, she puts her purse in the tree. Well, she made her boyfriend do it because she's not too stupid. But he climbed up and put the purse like 8 feet up in the tree, right?
Right.
Because, the higher, better. It's like the dogs marking their territory. They have to put the purse higher. That's now my tree. She comes out of the concert and the purse is gone. In fact, all of the purses are gone. So she goes back to the gate. She goes, hey, what happened to the person that she... Oh, like 10 minutes after the show starts, we do a sweep of the parking lot and we remove all the purses, collect them, put them in a bin, and then send them to a battered women's shelter.
What?
I know.
What am I even hearing? What am I hearing here?
I know. This is ridiculous. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the idea that they would give nice purses to the battered women's shelter. But the point being, I don't know which is more ridiculous. I got to think that the security guards at the front gate of the arena are saying, watch what we can make these idiots do.
Right. There's probably a bet every night to see who can get the most women to put their purses in the trees.
This is a thing.
It can't be a thing.
It's a thing. So my friend, she calls the actually, she's still fighting with the venue after the show. She goes, wait a minute. She goes, where's my purse? She goes, well, we make a donation to the battered women's shelter. She goes, it's 10:30. No, you didn't. You didn't collect them all up and then drive down to the women's shelter right now to make this donation. Can you imagine showing up at the door at the women's shelter at 11 o'clock? Ding dong. Oh, the purses are here.
Yes.
Quick. It's a mad scramble to the front door. No. So she goes, well, where's my purse? She goes, well, there's nobody here that can answer that question. What do you mean there's nobody here that can answer the question? You guys collect, you still, I want my friggin' purse back.
Does she have her purse back?
She called them yesterday at like 8 o'clock in the morning, didn't get a phone call back until like noon from somebody at University of Phoenix Stadium, and they talked about the fact that, that could have gone a little bit differently. If they were going to collect the purses to give to a battered women's shelter, and I get that, that's cool, don't get me wrong, that's a cool thing to do. Just have a bin next to the security thing. And go, hey,
right.
Can't bring your purse in. You can either bring it back to your car or you can make a donation.
Okay, First of all, this can't be an official policy.
No, I have to assume, no, that there's no way that this is a policy.
Where is this supposed battered women's shelter that's getting the purses?
I don't know.
And what's a crazier thing? The suggestion of putting the purse in the tree or putting the purse in the tree?
Yeah, no, it's just a stupid thing.
You know who she should call? Missing Purses Department.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, we'll have to put her through to Officer Latella.
Now, before we get into our dumbass,
okay,
a quick correction, clarification, even somewhat of an apology to all the fine nurses in the Valley of the Sun and all over the world. Because yesterday's Dumbass of the Day featured two women working in a naval hospital, and we called them nurses. That's what the story basically implied. It was a naval hospital, and but we did reference them as nurses. The nurses didn't care for that. They said,
well,
hey, a nurse would never do that.
Well, in our defense, we referenced it because we read the story, and the story said that observers in the hospital facility identified the people as nurses, nurse personnel. So, of course, we read the story as such. And it turns out they were corpsmen. The difference between a corpsman and a nurse, not the least of which is corpsmen are enlisted and nurses are officers.
Mm-hmm.
But corpsmen are not medically licensed. They're basically civilian assistants.
Right.
So we got an email from Kelly who said, hey, the news story for the dumbass of the day, we're Navy corpsmen, not registered nurses, still inexcusable. Please clarify respectfully. So,
right.
Kelly, we are clarifying right now and issue a humble apology. With that in mind, let's make fun of somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's dumbass time.
Kelly, by the way, is an official registered nurse. Which means she has had her emissions tested.
Right, yes.
And yeah.
Yes,
so.
Yes. And her insurance is paid up and she got her sticker on the rear end. There is stupidity all around us, and it is our duty, to report said stupidity in the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
Yeah. You can see this at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page. I wish we had this guy's name to truly point out what a fool he is, but there is a particular guy in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
Who has a 6-year-old daughter. And the daughter had been giving him some trouble, some behavioral issues, etc. And this dad did not want to spank his daughter. I guess he thought that was too old school, maybe too harsh, I don't know.
All right.
So
maybe
instead,
a little creepy.
Yeah. So instead, talking about creepy, here's what he did as an alternative. He dressed up as a scary, creepy clown and snuck up on his daughter as she was playing outside the house in the front yard. Scared the hell out of her.
I see this coming.
And then chased her around, not letting her know that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this poor 6-year-old girl is running around. She actually tried to jump into a stranger's car to get away.
Oh, boy.
And then she wound up running into a stranger's apartment to get away.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the apartment comes out and fires a shot in the air.
Saw this
to
coming.
Chase the clown.
Yeah, how many times have we posted this up on the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page and somebody pretending to be a creepy clown? It's not going to be funny when someone gets shot.
Right. The dad's been charged with inducing panic and child endangerment. The guy who shot the gun was intoxicated at the time.
Oh, boy, wow. This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah, think about it. That's not an effective disciplinary method if your child has to run into the apartment of an intoxicated stranger to get away from you. Real bad idea.
Yeah, this thing just doesn't end well on any front.
Nope. That's why you wind up being talked about as a Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
I think that is a beautiful story you just told.
Mark and Neanderthal.
This is funny. I just got an email from somebody who said, I'm from Coolidge, Arizona, and I heard you talking yesterday about the guy who got bit in the face by the rattlesnake because
right.
he was showing off at the party.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell do you get bit in the face by a rattlesnake?
You put your face too close to a rattlesnake's fangs.
Yeah, or you lose control of the rattlesnake and it jumps at your face, which is what happened to this guy in Coolidge. He's going to be okay, which is the good news, but he missed about 5 days, heavily sedated under the anti-venom medication and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's going to be tough.
Crazy story, but he's going to be fine. But yeah, she said the rest of us Coolidge people are ashamed. So.
Wow, yes. Besmirched the good name of Coolidge, Arizona.
Yes, that's right. Can't do that.
How about Puerto Rico, man? They have no power anywhere on the island. And it might be that way for months. That
like,
place is done.
Yeah. The entire island.
Everybody.
4 million people.
Yeah. They're in the dark night right now. That's
yeah.
like they have been literally blown back to the dark ages.
That's
it's insane.
Think about how much you rely on power. Anything you're doing, anything you're doing right now. Power's involved probably somehow.
They will be unable to watch Thursday night football.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
No, I'm just talking about, like, that's an escape. You're talking about you
no,
need
you're
a couple
right,
hours
right,
to
yeah.
get away from
right.
to get away from this thing. I mean, granted, they probably have the better deal because Thursday Night Football is the Rams and the 49ers.
So it's not a great game.
Yeah, it's not a great game, so maybe Puerto Rico is not so bad off.
But much better to have the option to watch
right.
it or not.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
All right, let's get everybody updated, shall we?
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
We give you all the day's news set to Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
Hi, I just mentioned this. I've tried to watch football on Thursday night, no matter how many times, it just don't feel right.
It's got to be on Sunday, man.
Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah. One Monday night, too.
Something to learn here.
Mm-hmm.
There's reason to think a snake is near if a Coolidge guy says, hold my beer.
Nice. Very well. Here. And here we go. We talked about Puerto Rico. As hurricanes have brought on such trauma, you know why? Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Just saying.
It's not his fault.
Nah, he's going to blame somebody.
Yeah, that's true. All
right. I found out this is not an official policy.
We all like to donate, but we like to know that we're going to donate.
And, of course, the compassion is flowing.
Your friend doesn't deserve her purse back.
Right, exactly. I agree.
She was cold. She called a little while ago. She was chilly. She was like, if she's stupid enough to put it in the tree, she doesn't deserve her purse
back.
Well,
I mean, that's the question I have is which is more ridiculous, the concept or the execution? You know, if somebody said to you, hey, Mark, let's say you brought a guitar with you, all right? Let's say you brought a guitar with you to get it signed. Let's say you were at an Allman Brothers show.
Right.
And you wanted Dickie Betts to sign the guitar.
Okay.
And they said at the front gate, I'm sorry you can't bring that in here. Just leave it up against the wall. That's what everybody does. They just leave it against the wall. Would you? I mean.
No. No.
It's ridiculous.
No. What we do with the guitars, we leave them in the haystack over there.
Right. Yeah. Just go put
them
over
the
there.
Haystack.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like leaving your bike unlocked
yeah.
outside of a dorm at ASU and expecting it to be there in the morning.
The trees? Hey, what's going on?
Now, you know what the stadium should probably do is, like, have lockers like they have at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Where you can lock stuff up and give you a key and you're the only one with the key. And then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, putting a purse in a tree is just insane.
You're right. The lockers are a great idea. You put the lockers in the tree.
Right, yes.
And then people can climb up and put their purses
yeah,
in them.
Absolutely.
No, you have separate lockers that are not in the tree. They're like in the parking lot or, you know, near the building.
Mm, I like the tree idea.
I like the tree idea, too. I think you should have to work for it.
You guys are crazy. I love listening to you in the morning.
As Paul Reiser once said, this is not my locker.
Yeah. Locker idea is great. I think we improved it, though. They belong yep. in the trees.
Yeah, well, every idea can be improved. In fact, yeah. we should call George Foreman to see if he can get on that so that we can call the Invent Help people.
Mark and Neanderthal.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Good morning, KSLX. Who do we have here?
This is Don.
All right. We're going to put you into the time out for Spanish game room. Here's how we play. We're going to give you a Spanish phrase and then give you three English language choices from which you can try and translate. You get it right, we'll give you KSLX swag bag.
I'm ready.
All right, these are actual facts based upon Thursday. Here is your Spanish phrase.
En algunas escuelas secundarias en los Estados Unidos durante los años 1950 y 1960, se creía que si alguien vestía de verde los jueves significaba que él o ella era gay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You have us on speakerphone, don't you?
Oh, no. I do. I'm in the car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can hear the echo, and that's okay because it just adds depth to the conversation. Do you need to hear it again?
I don't think it would help.
No, I don't think so either, and we don't have that kind of time. Does it mean either A, in the Thai solar calendar, the color associated with Thursday is orange? B, in the United Soviet Socialist Republic in the 1970s and 80s, Thursday was considered Fish Day when the nation's food service establishments were supposed to serve fish rather than meat dishes. Or C, in some high schools in the United States during the 1950s and 1960s, it was believed that if someone wore green on Thursdays, it meant that he or she was gay. Which one is it?
It's C.
Yes, it is. It's
you
absolutely
are correct,
C.
Sir.
Congratulations. Well done.
Lucky you had that speakerphone on so you could think clearly.
Estados Unidos, man. That was it for me, man.
That was your tip off. It wasn't the Spanish word for gay? Gay?
Not this time.
By the way, that's Estados Unidos, not Unidos.
Hey, I'm not speaking Spanish either, so.
Unidos are like a cheesy treat that you can eat on Sunday during football.
Yes, they're delicious.
All right, hang on the line. Congratulations, you've won in Time Out for Spanish.
Right on.
Time Out for Spanish, weekday mornings with Mark and Neanderthal.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.